Hello, this is Pink 2. Wow, you can use mine if you want. This is Pink 2. I'm walking back to the bus now. A little bit less background noise. I've still got Craig and Fiora with me, if you hear from. But there's going to be more friends when we get back to the bus that you can hear from and hear their expert football analysis. For those who want that 30 minutes after Liverpool have won the FA Cup. If anything, I'm more jubilant, to be honest with you. When I finished that first peak, I jumped into the air like I had so much joy in me, I couldn't contain myself. Neil tells a story of baby lambs who literally leap in the air because they've got so much of a certain thing inside them. I can't remember what the word is. And that's how I felt. I couldn't contain myself. I leapt in the air. I was hugging people. Anyone who said hello, I was jumping on them. They got more than they bargained for. Anyone who said they let the Anfield wrap after the show. I'm just so happy for all of us. I'm happy for the players. It was a tough slog, but the tougher the journey, the more wonderful the results, I think. And nothing good ever came easy, and that never came easy, did it? Mates, do you know what I mean? They're a good team. They fought hard. I thought Liverpool were much better, and that would have made it tough to take if we'd have lost, to be honest with you, because I thought we were not considerably the better team, but comfortably the better team, and for what we created and the possession we had and everything, and so it would have been hard to take if they'd have won, but obviously they could have done. It's a penalty shootout, and we're going to have them, so I'm absolutely delighted that they got what they deserved, those 16 lads and the manager, which was a win and another cup, the second cup. We're just walking to the van now.